Hello and welcome to a brand new week here on the Daily Soap Podcast. I'm Susan Spence. Hope you're well. Had a good weekend. How did your Christmas shopping go? I've only got a couple more bits to buy, but it still means I've got to hit the shops again before we get to the big day on Wednesday. But not too bad. And then, of course, there's all the wrapping. So still a lot to do, actually. So a lot to get crammed in before we get to the 25th of December. So today, then, is Monday, 22nd of December, behind the advent calendar door. You know how on Friday I said I was getting a bit fed up with it? Actually, I've decided to quite like this advent calendar because it's just so quirky. It's one of those ones where you just don't know what you're going to get. It's so unpredictable. And the reason I say that is that guess what was behind number 22? Yes. No, you'll never guess. A bobble hat. I actually laughed out loud when I opened that this morning. I just thought, a bobble hat? On the 22nd? Anyway, I've decided I quite like it, so we might buy that brand again next year. It is Monday then. That means we have all three to look forward to. If you are going out and you're not going to get to watch them, this is the best place to be because we'll give you basically the lowdown on what's going on all the soaps tonight in Coronation Street, both episodes, Emmerdale and of course EastEnders. So we'll do it all for you. So it means you can go out, have a night out and you'll still be up to date with the soaps. So here we go then. Let's start off with Emmerdale. And this is the night that Joe actually leaves, Joe Sugden, who's played by Roxanne Pallett. And she's been in the show quite a while. I think about 5 years or so now she's been in the show, which is why I don't think they've given her the best exit. I'm a bit disappointed for her. I like Roxanne Pallett. I think she's actually turned herself around quite well because she came in and she was a real, well, she was a tart, basically, wasn't she? And she did mean things and she stole Andy from Katie. And it's kind of gone full circle. And it will go full circle when you see her tonight because she's back to the Joe that we knew, the one who just survives and doesn't care how she does it. Because what happens is, you know, it finished on Friday with Andy having a ruck with Lee and it was just all hideous. Diane pops into the farm and says, look, you know, please give Andy another chance. And she said, you know what, tell him, if he comes to this farm again, I'm going to call the police. So she sends Diane away with a flea in her ear. Joe and Lee then get on with the business of selling all the farm's assets. What she decides to do is, she thinks, you know what, I'm leaving. I'm absolutely leaving this place. I've had enough. So I'm going to need all the money I can get, and I don't care how I do it. So I'm going to screw Andy as best I can. So she basically gets this guy to help her sell everything, the tractor and all this different types of thing, all that they can think of. She's selling off cows and all that kind of thing. So she needs Lee to get rid of Mick, his granddad, for him. But the only thing is, Nick kind of ends up coming back on the farm and rumbles their scheme. He wanders into an empty barn, starts asking questions, and then she locks him in. Poor guy's like, what is going on here? And she says, look, you know what, I'm really sorry to have to do this to you, and thank you for all the help you've given me, but I'm leaving Emmerdale, I'm taking Sarah with me, and that's it. Now, make this thing saying to her, hold on a minute, don't take the kiddie with you, you know, it's not the right thing to do, go on the run with a child, all this kind of thing. And she is kind of thinking to herself, what do I do? Do I leave Sarah here? If I do that, then I give her to Andy. That's not right. I don't want her to be with Andy. He doesn't deserve to have her. But if I take her, she's not my child. Is it right to take her away from everything she knows? So she comes up with a plan. And she will leave Sarah with Debbie. Now, that in itself has got problems, as I'm sure you'll know. That's what she does. She gives Sarah to Debbie, pleads with Debbie to take the kiddie because, you know, she can't look after her. And then, of course, tomorrow night's hour-long episode, you'll get to see Andy's reaction, which you can guess without actually having to see, ain't you? I just don't think, you know, maybe they'll make more of it tonight when we see it, but I just don't think that that's really the best exit for Joe. But, you know, perhaps it'll work out better. Chaz finds out from Carr what's been going on up at Home Farm, and she's kind of struggling to see the state of him. Because, of course, remember, Chaz is still in love with Carl. She never wanted to split up. He is a nasty piece of work, isn't he? Really nasty piece of work, Carl. So they have a bit of a drink in the Woolpack, and he opens up at all the things that's happened, and she's surprised at the state he's in. She's a bit shocked, really, to see how badly he's doing. Lexi, of course, is his girlfriend, who comes into the Woolpack, and she's jealous when she sees it. It's quite a cosy scene, actually, quite intimate. And she's a bit fed up with Carl, Lexi. She's like, you know what, get yourself out of this. You know, you've been too somber. And he basically kind of spurns her when she tries to have a chat. So she's not happy about that. He's not happy with her. You can guess where this is going, can't you? Later on, yes, chances are, you know, Chaz and Carl are going to get back together or something like that. They are better suited, but I don't like Carl. But we're only down to two King brothers now, aren't we? And the bishop informs Ashley that his last sermon will be on Christmas Day. Didn't give the poor bloke much notice, does he? You know, they only closed the place down, you know, last Wednesday. The villagers, of course, are, you know, really not happy, and they're saying it's too short notice. But Ashley, putting on a brave face, and says, you know what, I'm going to go out on a high. You get nothing better than in the Christian calendar, Christmas Day service. That's fine. If that's when it is, well, that's what we can do. Nicola has other plans. She is their most vocal supporter and vows to help save the church in order to win the villagers back round. So a good night on Emmerdale tonight, I would say, on at 7 o'clock. Well worth watching if you're going to get the chance to do it. On to Coronation Street then, being Monday. We have two episodes. First one, of course, 7:30, and then again at 8:30. We left it with Peter Barlow having gone completely AWOL at the Nativity play and falling out with Ken and Deirdre, basically trying to lamp Ken. A nice scene tonight in Coronation Street. I do like the Barlows, and I do like Peter coming back. Basically, he kind of comes round and is... Nobody can find him initially. They don't know where he is. They're kind of getting a bit worried. But Leanne finds him, and he's really embarrassed. He's very ashamed of what he did, and, you know, a lot of it he can't remember. And so he pops round, and, of course, he's ashamed because little Simon starts to perform his lines from the Nativity play, and Peter gets quite upset and goes out the back, and that's when he breaks down to Ken and says, you know what, I just don't think I can cope with being a dad. But, you know, they say, look, you know, we'll help you through it, and, you know, Blanche. I mean, that was unusual, wasn't it, on Friday night, Blanche? Blanche was like, got really emotional about Peter and everything. You never see that side to her normally, do you? Anyway, he vows to get himself sorted out, and they're going to look after him until he can. And he's got Leanne to try and talk round as well. And she's softening a bit more to him because she's like thinking, well, maybe he can get back on track. But back at the flat, Peter finds a present that Simon's left for him. It's a bottle of whiskey. Now, does that mean he's going to fall at the first hurdle? Because Blanche has said to him, you know what, I bet you can't not drink over the festive period. And he says he's going to go teetotal. Does he drink it? You can find out. Maria is, well, you know, she's having a torrid time at the moment. She's mad that the police are just not believing her about Tony killing Liam. They say, look, we don't have any evidence. There's nothing we can do. However, later on in that day, Jed arrives at the house and tells her he wants to talk to her about a murderer. And she's like thinking, oh, great, I've got this unlikely ally. He tells her everything that's happened, and he believes her theory that Tony killed Liam. And Audrey says, look, you know, you're going to have to be careful here. You can't keep looking for somebody to blame. And, of course, Tony then is rattled when Jed sees him talking to Jimmy. And, of course, all that Jed is interested in is getting himself more money. That's all the man is interested in. He's not actually interested in helping Maria. Lloyd and Steve are getting too fat, according to Michelle. They reckon that the two of them are. It's time for them to slim. And she sets them a slimming challenge. So Liz invites Lloyd to her Brazilian crunch class. Now, that's interesting because all the girls love Lloyd. And Liz is like thinking, hold on a minute, he's my friend. And then she starts to realise, is there more to this? I find this a very unlikely storyline that Liz would, you know, would think like that. But that story will develop over the week when she starts even to get more and more jealous about how the girls see him. And, of course, yes, they will end up sleeping together. Yuck! And also, Michelle gives Steve a great excuse to see Becky because she says to him, listen, is it all right if I do a gig on Christmas Eve? He sort of feigns disappointment, actually cock-a-hoop, because it means he gets to stay spend some time with Becky. Rosie, she's up to her old tricks. She's flirty with Gary Windass. She tells him that she's just done a photo shoot for a newspaper, and she invites him to her 18th, which is on Christmas Eve, of course, Wednesday night. And finally, Tyrone gets Molly back. Well, let's just say she moves back in. Does that mean they get back together? Oh, of course, they're going to eventually get back together. So there's quite a lot of bits and bobs going on in Coronation Street tonight. A few variety of storylines to keep us occupied. And finally, then, let's do EastEnders. Now, of course, we finished on Friday night with EastEnders with, what's her name, Shirley and Heather watching Susie in the minute mark picking up some tampons. Well, you wouldn't be buying tampons if you really were pregnant, would you? It starts off then with Shirley saying, you know what, I'm going to go and tell Phil. She pops over, and of course Susie's there, and she says, listen, I need to talk to you in private. And Susie's like, hold on a minute, no. You know, Phil and I are engaged now, we don't have secrets. You want to speak to Phil, you'll speak to him in front of me. So she said, actually, it'll hold. Shirley also then later on speaks to Susie and says to her, look, do you actually love him? You know, do you really care about him? And she says, you know what, I like to win and I've got the star prize. So clearly we all know, and we've known for ages, that she's got absolutely no interest in Phil Mitchell. All she does is doing all the big I am, and she wants his money. So Shirley decides that she is going to, she is going to reveal the fact that Susie isn't pregnant, and she's going to do it to a packed Queen Vic. And that is actually how things end tonight. There is a big party going on in the Queen Vic. It's a karaoke night that Shirley has planned. And it's going to be great fun, actually, because, everybody's going along. There's a big party because the Slaters are wetting the baby's head, because Jean arrives back tonight and gets to meet Amy for the first time, all very emotional and all that kind of thing. And they say, look, we're going to have a big party in the Vic, and they have the karaoke and all of that kind of thing. And it's all everybody's all gone on. And Roxy's like saying, I want to cook everybody Christmas dinner. And Peggy's like, not very sure about that. Archie thinks it's a great idea, but of course he would do, because he's got a plan. And so that's how it's all going to pan out. So then you've got this karaoke thing going on. Heather, well worth watching. Heather sings her rendition of Last Christmas. And Susie does Santa Baby. Now, you can imagine it's a sexy song, isn't it? You can imagine her doing it in that way that she does. So you might not want to miss that. And Shirley's comparing and announces, now it's time for a special treat, Susie Branning. Soon to be Mitchell, as you've never seen her before. Now, the idea is she's going to do a bit like it worked out. Do you remember with Sharon and Phil and Ross Kemp, what's his name? Oh, I forgot his name, the Mitchell brother, Grant. Remember him finding out all about the affair, and it was played on an audio tape in the Queen Vic? Kind of the same thing. She plans to play this DVD showing Susie buying tampons. However, she's rumbled. Susie's worked it out. How she's managed to work it out, I really don't know. But Susie's worked it out that she was going to do this, and she spoils the plan. But it will finish tonight with Shirley saying to Phil, I need to speak to you. I've got some big news for you. So we'll see how that pans out. And, I'll be able to tell you tomorrow night what's going to go on. You'll have to wait for tomorrow's podcast. In between all of this going on, Bianca is fired from her work because, what's his face? Ian is being a bar humbug, not celebrating Christmas. And he's fed up with her being late. And she also, she is a go at some of the people in the cafe because they're wittering on about Whitney and going behind her back. And he says, look, you can't keep on upsetting the customers. So he fires her. And later on, there's a scene that Bianca's sort of sitting crying around, Oh my heavens, I'm having one of these days today where my mind is going blank. Frank Butcher, you know how they've got their memorial? Well, Janine spots her at the memorial. But before we get to that point, Janine, of course, is back in the house after everything that happened at the synagogue on Friday night. And she's, you know, rubbing everybody up the wrong way. Pat's totally fed up with her, doesn't want her around, and really just wants rid of her. Ricky, of course, in the meantime, is kind of saying to Pat, well, look, you know, she's family. We need to have her around. So Janine says, you know what? You know, I really couldn't care less. I've moved on, but I've got to go to the reading of David's will. Because she goes to the reading of the will, and she's not at all happy because she's left out of the will completely. She doesn't get anything, and she's really hacked off. Not really just because of the money, but she's saying, you know what? I spent 2 years with that guy. I converted to Judaism. I took Hebrew lessons. I volunteered at the synagogue. You know, all these things. You know, I changed my life for somebody else, and I got absolutely nothing out of it. And Pat says, well, you know what? You don't get any sympathy from me. So that's when Janine says, you know what? That's it. I've had enough. I'm going. And Pat's really relieved. She thinks, yeah, good riddance to bad rubbish. Ricky, though, feels quite bad. And he also tells Janine about what happened with Whitney. Now, Janine feels bad because earlier on, Janine is a pop at Whitney and says to Whitney, why are you not out, you know, seeing lads and drinking and doing all this kind of thing? And she said, oh, God, I'm really sorry. I didn't realise I'd done that. So anyway, she gets in a cab, and as she's driving out the square, she sees Bianca crying by Frank's memorial. Doesn't realise at that point that it is Frank's memorial. Janine jumps out the cab, and Bianca runs back to Pat's. And then Janine looks and sees, oh, that isn't that lovely. There's a memorial to my dad. She's already touched, quite emotional, all that kind of thing. And so will she decide to stay in Walford for good? Well, we know that she will be back in Walford. She will be a permanent fixture in the weeks to come. So I think that's probably it, actually, enough to keep you going, or if you're going to miss it tonight, enough to bring you up to... Oh, no, there's one thing, other thing. There's one other thing I've forgotten about, and that's to do with Ian. Jane's a bit flummoxed because she says to Ian that an invite has arrived for the council Christmas party. And she's really annoyed because she said, you know what? I can't believe it. We haven't got the contract. They've given the contract for the food to Masala Masood, and which, of course, is normally Ian's contract. And she struggles to believe what Ian says, which was that he's given up the contract so that he could go and enjoy the party. As if! Well, of course, we'll find out tomorrow night that, you know, he's actually in cahoots with Masala Masood, and that's one of the reasons why he's being so bah humbug about, you know, the family and not spending money on decorations, and he's, you know, not buying presents and all that kind of thing. He's invested in a company, and he's not told anybody about it. That a little sneak peek for you for tomorrow's podcast. There we go. It's always a long one on a Monday and a Friday, isn't it? Because we have such a feast. I tell you what will be a long one when we look forward to the Christmas Day storylines. We'll do that a bit earlier, obviously, for the Christmas Day storylines. Packed full of lots of great storylines to tell you about for that as well. So that's it. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's podcast. We will, of course, cover EastEnders and Emmerdale. This is the Daily Soap podcast on thedailygoss.com. I'm Susan Spence. Thank you for listening. Have a good day. See ya.